Welcome, everyone. My name is Melissa Plattner. I'm a member of Impax's Client Service and Business Development team in North America. And I'm so pleased to introduce the next two panels as part of the institutional track of the Impax Invested Women Symposium, which I hope you all have been enjoying thus far. Final two panels coming up right now. First up, we're going to hear from the Girl Scouts of the USA CFO, Angela Olden, about the Fair Play Equal Pay Gender Parity Initiative, as well as how they've incorporated a gender lens across their investment portfolios. The Girl Scouts probably do not need an introduction with this audience especially. I'm sure there are a fair number of Girl Scout alum in the audience, but they're a global organization that was founded in 1912 before women in the US could even vote. And the Girl Scouts mission is really to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. Girl Scouts of all backgrounds and abilities can be unapologetically themselves as they discover their strengths and rise to meet new challenges. So very much focused on the topic at hand today. Angela will be interviewed by Kristen Reynolds of NEPC, who is the investment consultant for the Girl Scouts. She works with the Girl Scouts to implement a gender lens investing into their investment policy and portfolios. Kristen is a consultant and partner at NEPC, which advises on over $1 trillion of institutional client assets, and she leads NEPC's endowment and foundation practice. Immediately following this fireside chat, I'll be moderating a discussion with eVestment and Verus Investments on setting a baseline for ED&I measurement and progress within our own investment industry. So I hope you all can join for that discussion as well at 3:30. You'll have to close down this Zoom link and open another one to get into that one. Now, without further ado, I am so thrilled to welcome Angela Olden and Kristen Reynolds to the symposium. Thank you both so much for being here and for being valued partners of Impax. We appreciate so much all that you do for women and girls and for pushing the investment industry towards greater gender and racial equity. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Kristen.
Great. Thank you so much, Melissa. I am delighted to be here. And Angela, I am thrilled to talk with you about the work you're doing with Girl Scouts. So for the audience, why don't you give them a little bit of your background and talk about how you came to focus on empowering women and girls, which happens to be the Girl Scout mission, and really what that means to you professionally and personally.
Good morning or good afternoon to everyone. And thank you, Kristen and Melissa. Great to be with you today. And I'm so pleased to be with all of the participants today at this really important event on gender lens investing. I joined Girl Scouts over 8 years ago because of my strong belief in its mission, its expansive reach, and the proven positive impact it has on girls' lives, and in turn, their communities and the world. Girl Scouts is the largest girl-serving organization in the world, with 1.5 million girl members, 700,000 volunteers, 50 million alums, and as Melissa said, many of those out there today, and 10 million global members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is committed to diversity and inclusion and serves over 400,000 girls from marginalized communities and 300,000 girls from lower income households. As a woman who has built her career of 30 plus years in the primarily male-dominated field of finance, I know firsthand how important it is for girls to have a strong foundation and ambition to achieve their goals and their full potential in all areas of their lives. Through our programming, the Girl Scout Leadership Experience, girls build the skills necessary to succeed. Girl Scouts research proves that Girl Scouts have a stronger sense of self, exhibit greater positive values, are more likely to seek challenges, have healthier relationships, and are better equipped to solve community problems. On a more personal note, I'm the child of Italian immigrants and the eldest of four girls. Therefore, my desire and responsibilities to promote girls started from the early age of two. I'm also the proud mother of an 18-year-old daughter, a freshman in college. I'm committed to ensuring that the world she enters is a fair and equitable one and allows her to be whoever she chooses to be.
Thank you, Angela. And just working with you, I think that really shines through. So thank you for a little bit of that background. You're leading such an important initiative with Girl Scouts, which is called Fair Play, Equal Pay. Tell me a little bit about that and how you're asking your partners to engage with you on that initiative.
Certainly. The Girl Scouts Fair Play, Equal Pay initiative focuses on our vendor partners, including our investment fund managers. We are asking them to commit to achieve 30% diverse women leadership and like pay for like work by the year 2030. Now, let me break down that first goal for you. Increase the number of female leaders and decision makers. Although many gender parity initiatives focus on board representation, ours is focused on leaders and management. And we use the EEOC levels and definitions to ensure that we're consistent throughout all of our assessments. Although gender parity would be 50%, we chose 30% as our goal to have one that we believe would be inspiring, but also achievable. Given that only 5% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women, this would be quite an achievement to get to 30% diverse women leaders throughout in all industries. We intentionally included the word diverse as we strive to be an anti-racist organization, and we see this initiative as addressing the intersectionality of gender and inclusivity. And we chose the year 2030 as one we could see in the not too distant future, while also giving us the ability to celebrate the progress of our partners along the way. Our second goal for this initiative addresses why we chose to first launch it with our vendor partners. At Girl Scouts, we need to ensure that we're spending precious girl dollars with organizations that share our values and are aligned with our mission. The third goal is that we want to provide public recognition for the results and progress of our partners. However, I do want to make it clear that it will be up to individual organizations to decide when and how they want to share their results. And lastly, we want to amplify our efforts and voice in the relevant national dialogue on the issues of gender parity and pay equity and galvanize our 50 million Girl Scout alums to support the advocacy of this, the initiative itself, and the organizations that participate. The first step in the process is for vendor partners to sign the Girl Scouts Gender Parity Pledge. We have over 40 organizations from diverse industries who have signed the pledge to date, and they are celebrated on our website. We are then asking partners to sign up for an assessment that's being administered by our back-end partner, Women in Governance. The assessment is kept highly confidential, but its score is translated into a Girl Scout certification of 1 to 4 stars. Our partners will receive that certification in a seal, both in a physical and digital format. The partners also receive very detailed reports that highlight their strengths and where their gaps are. We're eager to share and celebrate the progress of our partners, but again, it's up to each of the individual organizations on when they want those scores to be shared. And none of the underlying information or the reports are shared with Girl Scouts. Again, they're kept highly confidential. Women in Governance also offers enablement tools and services that are optional, but that can be purchased to help address specific gaps in the reports. And we ask our partners to reassess on an annual basis so that we can really look at the progress that they are making. Now, it is important to note that although we're asking partners to commit to this initiative, to align with the Girl Scout mission and demonstrate their support to our organization, this initiative is really designed to provide organizations with a cost-effective and essentially turnkey program to address the issues of gender parity and inclusivity. Topics that are of critical economic and societal importance today. Also, issues that are the focus of investors, clients, and employees. The true and compelling reasons to undertake this initiative by our partners are the benefits that will engender to their organizations. They include the ability to attract the best and brightest talent, to build an inclusive corporate culture, which is proven to be the single most factor important factor for women to achieve career advancement, to retain top female talent, to improve employee engagement, and to gain visibility, credibility, and recognition as a company that is tackling these major issues with a top 10 brand and a very credible one, the Girl Scouts. There are also documented statistics for higher financial returns for companies that are highly gender diverse and are recognized for their diversity and inclusion practices. Some examples of this include a 53% higher return on equity and 45% more likely to increase market share. So Kristen, we're actually asking our partners to do something that would be really impactful to their business and to the industries at large.
Wow, you are really taking a holistic approach to this with not only the assessment, but for tools for organizations to really improve themselves as well. You mentioned a little bit about women in governance, that professional service that you're using. Talk a little bit about how you actually developed that assessment and if you're seeing any trends so far.
Very good. So Girl Scouts chose to partner with Women in Governance because they are a recognized leader in this space, the gender disparity space, and have experience assessing organizations' gender parity status and journey. We were able to leverage Women in Governance's existing extensive, data-focused, in-depth formal assessment questionnaire and their consistent scoring algorithm as a foundation of our initiative's assessment. We then worked closely with them to integrate elements that were important to Girl Scouts, particularly again around diversity, corporate citizenship, and what organizations are doing to build the next generation of female leaders today, just like we're doing ourselves. The assessment includes three areas: governance and vision, collective enablers, and equity. In addition to answering questions, it does ask for you to provide supporting documentation, but it is something that's online that can be shared across the organization so that you have multiple people answering this. And again, all of that information is kept highly confidential. As to the trends to date, please note, we've seen various responses from organizations that we've approached to be included in this initiative. Some organizations partner with us because they want to just start their gender parity journey and they want to know how to begin. And others want to bolster their current efforts or their efforts that have had in place for a number of years and really identify specific gap areas and accelerate their progress on their gender parity journey. Those that have participated in the assessment to date have all shared how impactful it's been to participate in such a detailed and thoughtful assessment. The experience of collecting the information for the responses to each of the questions alone is a valuable experience, and in that it forces the organization to assess where they are in each of the areas that they're answering the questions about. Because the assessment evaluates more than just parity numbers, but also the strategy set forth by leadership and the policies and practice in place to support those strategies, many organizations are learning that a point in time count of females or the percentage of females is just not enough to reach or sustain parity within their organization. It takes leaders in decision-making roles to champion reaching parity and having the programs in place to support a gender-friendly workplace environment of diverse talent.
Some of your work that you've done in this space got you some support from the Ford Foundation earlier this year, and many of you on the phone might have seen that as well. Talk a little bit about that commitment to EDI and racial justice and the support from Ford Foundation and how that relates to the mission for fair play, equal pay.
We're extremely grateful and proud to have the support of the Ford Foundation for our diversity, equity, inclusion, and racial justice work. Again, Girl Scouts at our core is committed to diversity and inclusion, and we always have been. We also made a public pledge to be an anti-racist organization. Our focus this year and with the funding from the Ford Foundation will be to conduct an audit by assessing the experience and sense of belonging and inclusion within the employees, Girl Scouts, volunteers, boards, and other key stakeholder populations. For those of you who don't know, Girl Scouts, the Girl Scout movement is a federated structure, and therefore we have the national organization that I work for, Girl Scouts of the USA, and 111 separate legal entities are councils who deliver the program to the girls. So we're talking about an audit of the entire movement, again, including our volunteers, our employees, our girls, our boards, et cetera. We then intend to develop a strategy by completing a structural analysis and assessing the organization's policy, programs, and practice as they relate to promoting an environment that reflects a commitment to equity, inclusion, and anti-racism. We recognize the intersectionality of the Fair Play Equal Pay Initiative with this DEIRJ work, and will work to integrate the two. In addition, the gender parity assessment includes a number of to address this intersectionality.
So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. If you look at your website, you get to see the pledge signers. And when I'm looking at your website, I see a lack of asset managers and financial industry folks on that pledge signers list. You have a lot of influence in the markets as a large organization. How are you working with your partners to really engage them to sign the pledge and support the mission of Girl Scouts?
So you're correct that currently we do not have any of our investment fund managers, although we do have NEPC in the initiative. But let me tell you first about the Girl Scouts journey in regards to gender lens investing and how with NEPC we're proactively working to obtain participation of all of our investment fund managers. Girl Scouts has three portfolios, two retirement plans, and a board designated an endowment fund. And the total of those market value is approximately $800 million. So we do have some power in the market. Oversight is the responsibility of the Girl Scouts Investment Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Finance Committee of the National Board of Girl Scouts. A few years ago, Girl Scouts adopted a statement of intent for the advancement of women in the investment policies of all three of our portfolios. We also made a commitment to Impact's a gender lens fund, investing 14% of the endowment portfolio and making smaller investments in each of the retirement plans. The committee continues to monitor our current investments and continues to evaluate additional ways to expand our commitment to gender parity and DEIRJ. Recently, they determined that the best way to move forward was to first step back and assess our current investments and our current fund managers and determine the level of diversity that existed in our current portfolios. We agreed that the best way to do this was to employ our own gender parity initiative and to ask our fund managers to participate. Again, it's an assessment that is consistent and has a lot of rigor for it, and we felt that that would give us the best insight into where our investments currently were. To this end, we held an exclusive invite-only gender parity forum for just our investment fund managers just last week. We introduced them to the initiative and how Girl Scouts is uniquely positioned to address this critical issue. We're now following up with each of them to enroll them in the initiative. And their participation and commitment to this initiative is very important to the work we're doing in investments.
What did you see in terms of hurdles or things that were difficult as you worked through that gender lens approach that you were taking earlier on?
So I think there's great recognition out there about this issue, and there's been lots of research and a lot of writings about it. But I'd say to start, one of the biggest challenges is identifying the right person at each organization, the decision maker in regards to gender parity and DEI initiatives. And getting the time and intention of that person to truly explain the initiative and how not only, again, will it support our mission, but how it can benefit their organizations. This responsibility for gender parity and inclusivity rests in many different functions within different organizations. And some organizations have not identified it specifically. The other challenges are that most organizations are already doing some work in this area, and we need for them to recognize how this independent and thorough assessment can enhance that work and move it forward more quickly, and that the work that they're doing is not a replacement for this initiative. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have organizations that haven't started doing this work at all, and they're concerned that they're not ready or staffed to participate. And they really need to understand that this initiative could jumpstart their efforts and that it's a cost-effective and efficient manner for them to do so. So it's a great way to start. And so the first step in this journey for any organization is to make the commitment to diversity and inclusion at the very top. Then they have to recognize that to truly address this issue, they need a purposeful, independent, and comprehensive plan that needs to be developed and, of course, then followed. And we welcome all organizations to learn more about our initiative at girlscouts.org/fairplayequalpay, and, of course, to schedule time with us if they'd like to discuss it. Thanks, Kristen.
Angela, thank you. You have been so unapologetically powerful in really leading Girl Scouts in their gender lens investing. I really appreciate your time and commitment. And I'll pause here and see if there are any questions.
Well, thank you so much. It's so inspiring, Angela, to hear just about the Girl Scouts and all the wonderful work that you all are doing to, again, empower women and girls. Thank you for sharing your story and, you know, teaching us all about the mission of the Girl Scouts and how it relates to, of course, what we're doing in the asset management industry and how we can be doing more. So thank you for that. And thank you, Kristen, also for NEPC's leadership in this area along DE&I. I know NEPC has done a tremendous amount of work in terms of this initiative specifically, but also broadly, you know, building and evaluating NEPC's DE&I profile within the consultant community and asset management globally. So thank you for that and for leading the conversation today. We appreciate it so much. For anyone else on the line, we are going to switch over. We're going to continue the conversation talking about measurement specifically for the asset management industry. Hope you can join us for that. Feel free to close out and join back on a new link at 3:30. So thank you all. Thanks, Kristen. Thank you. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.